It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. Nathan Forlina, back to close to full health, I guess. Can we hear you fully today?
I feel like I'm not much different than yesterday. So the voice is like, it's not going to give out most likely, but probably sounds a little nasally, a little congested. But I feel 100 times better than what I did this weekend, I'm telling you.
What'd you do to lose your voice? Who are you yelling at?
Who was I yelling at? I don't know. I think it's just natural cold things.
Yeah, that happens to me a lot, too.
I was yelling at Ohio State for kicking the field goal on the fourth. That's what I was yelling. I was irritated.
Ryan Day, you're an idiot.
Yeah, that's exactly
what I was
doing.
You're not as big of an idiot as their rival. Oh, my God. Okay.
The amount of information, if it's true, that's come over the past 24. This is probably the biggest thing since the Paterno, right?
It's sad, really. 946-0435. The news broke yesterday. We were having a good, fun show. We were playing a fun game. We're done with that, right? Thank God. We couldn't say Penn State. We were calling it the local institution. I still owe a 5-minute penalty in the penalty box. We're going to do that today. So you're going to have to come up later on. I didn't want to do it at the outset.
How about I keep this in my back pocket as like a wild card?
Okay, all right.
I'll pull it out. It could be today. It could be 2 months from now.
I got a 5-minute in the pit because I said Penn State 3 times yesterday. I lost that game badly. But we do have serious stuff to talk about today with the Sherrone Moore stuff at Michigan. That news broke in the last 15 minutes or so of our show yesterday that he was fired. Then you learn a couple hours later or whatever that he got arrested. I have so many thoughts on all of this. Nathan, I'm sure you do as well. I was going through a list of famous men who have been caught in cheating scandals, from Arnold Schwarzenegger, Adam Levine, Kevin Hart, and happens to women as well, Jada Pinkett Smith, Meg Ryan, America's sweetheart, cheated on Kevin Dennis Quaid with Russell Crowe when they were filming that movie. Look, this happens a lot with men. Men surround themselves. They put themselves in situations where physiology, emotions take over. I can't excuse it. There are scientific reasons behind how this stuff happens, but the number one reason is just sheer stupidity. Can we agree on that? That
absolutely,
this is sheer stupidity of throwing your life away. And you know who I feel bad for in this situation, Nate?
Who's that?
Sherrone Moore's wife and 3 daughters. You seen pictures of their family?
Yes.
Nice, young family, beautiful wife, 3 young daughters. Just throws it away. And look, this is going to be kind of an R-rated show today, so I don't want kids listening to what we're talking about. All right, I don't want kids listening to what we're talking about today. Okay, this is adult stuff. This is not little kid stuff. You throw it away for a piece of ass. A side piece. This woman is not innocent here. She was having an affair with a married man. He's the idiot. The power dynamic, the phrase I've seen so much over the last 24 hours, power dynamic. Obviously, you have a power dynamic in place here. He's the boss. He makes all the money. And people want to, in some ways, claim that the subordinate here doesn't have a lot of choice in the situation. That's BS to the highest degree. This woman, alleged woman, I believe she's roughly 30 years old. He's a married man with kids. I'm not going to come on here today and just blame her, okay? But she deserves blame. He's the idiot. He's the one who had the most to lose. Not only multi-million dollar job, one of the great college football jobs in the country, but a family. And he throws it all away. And it is so ridiculous, and yet it happens all the time. This happens all of the time in our society. All of the time. I mean, the number of men, highly successful, rich, famous, celebrity men who cannot keep it in their pants, go out and throw lives away. Now, one reason they can rebound, Arnold Schwarzenegger can rebound, is because he got millions and millions of dollars. These celebrities can rebound from it because they've got all the money in the world, but I'm sure they're taking a very emotional toll with all of this stuff. Okay,
but here's the difference with the Sharon Moore thing is it's more than just cheating now. The
correct
stuff that comes out after is what causes
this is the second
him
part.
Not most likely rebound from this.
What has been reported by John U. Bacon, a longtime Michigan professor, kind of media insider, gained a lot of attention during the Penn State scandal, having a lot of information and stuff, written some books on Michigan football, very, very well known in the Michigan football community. John U. Bacon reported that, see, there are so many layers to this, that people in Michigan knew about this affair for a while, over the summer. They've known about it. There's been rumors about this for a long time, okay?
Which is weird that it's been under wraps for so long.
Well, he claimed that both sides denied it. That Sharon Moore denied it, the young woman denied it. I'm going to name her. Her name's Paige Shiver. She deserves to be named. She is not... This is someone who allegedly, if this is...
She's not a victim.
She's not... She entered personally into an extramarital affair with somebody who's married and has kids. Now, the other part of it, the potential criminal part of it, I heard, you know, some of the 911 call. She's claiming that he came in, assaulted her, and has been stalking her for months. So that's where this kind of maybe changed. So John U. Bacon reported that yesterday she changed her story. And after denying all of this for a long time, she came forward and admitted that this extramarital affair was going on. He's the boss. He's got a lot to lose. She's the subordinate. It's just stupid beyond belief. Both parties are guilty. But reading between the lines, it seems kind of like what happened was this thing got called off at maybe at some point, and they both denied it, but then he kept going too far. She's claiming allegedly in this 911 call that he's been stalking her. And so if that's the case, now this woman is a victim. She's not a victim for entering willingly into an affair with a married man. That's not a victim. That's a choice. But if she claims that now that he's stalking her and she's maybe in danger and he assaulted her and, you know, there's probably going to be charges filed. That's where she does become the victim. And I do have sympathy for her in that situation. So let's be clear, because there are a lot of layers here. Don't call in and tell me this woman, you know, is just innocent in all this. She's not. I think she graduated in around 2016. That would make her roughly 30 years old. Okay? So this woman has a lot of culpability here. And yet he is the one with the most to lose. He's got the family. He's the idiot magnified 1,000 times over. And then apparently there's this claim now that people at Michigan knew that he had mental health issues. Well, wonder how he had mental health issues. He's probably allegedly hiding an affair, you know, from his wife and kids for a long time. Wouldn't that create mental health issues? And so then he goes bonkers allegedly yesterday, and now it's led to his life being ruined. So you add all of this up, this is a catastrophic fall for a person you know, basically in less than 24 hours that all of this took place.
Yeah, this will be something, you know, that's going to be in the history books you look back on, and coaches are going to look at and be like, wow, we just cannot be Sharone Moore. They're going to put his picture up and everybody's going to know what it means. Because
people looked at Bobby Petrino wearing the neck brace, his face all red from a motorcycle.
That was the previous
photo. That was kind of laughable. That was kind of funny.
It looked comical because he had
the
neck brace on.
Correct, with the neck brace. This transitioned into something else when he got arrested yesterday.
Yes.
Okay, this went from, this is not a joke. This is not a funny story. This is not, let's see who can come up with the funniest story about Sharone Moore. This is a damn American tragedy. And it's just one of those things where it's not isolated. You have men cheating on women all over the place. It's ridiculous how this happens. I covered minor league baseball for 25 years. These dudes made $10,000 a year. You know what a lot of them were doing? The hotel on the road, Nathan?
They had their side piece.
I saw one of the Curve managers one time a while back with a side piece in a hotel. His room happened to be right next to mine, and he's going in the room with his side piece that was not his wife. They're legendary stories. Chicago. Guys loved to go to Chicago because there was a bar in Chicago when they played the Cubs that everybody knew what the deal was. And I'm guessing other cities, John Mayno used to talk about this all the time, that everybody knew all the stories of all the infidelity going on here. And so none of this is new. Tiger Woods, I was on the show years ago when Tiger Woods got caught cheating on Elin Nordgren. And it was this, not Tiger, no. Yeah, Tiger. Yeah, absolutely. I assume that basically everyone in those situations is probably cheating. I don't assume they're not cheating. I assume that they are cheating. And if I find out they're not, then I'm impressed. When I find out that they are cheating, I'm not disappointed or really. It's just this is the way things go for a lot of these people.
Yeah, I mean, when you're on the road 100 plus days a year, it's tough. It's not excusable, but it's definitely something people gotta either choose to not live a married life so you can have that, or you know, now you're under the pressure of where you gotta try to avoid it, and it's very, very tough to do because there's a lot of pressure, a lot of women everywhere. So it's very difficult. Again, not excusing it at all. But yeah, the Sharone Moore thing is just, in the span of 5 hours, we learned so much. Because when we were on here talking about it yesterday, it was like,
it's kind of a joke. It's kind of a, you know, this guy's throwing, you know, how stupid is this?
It's like, look, Ohio State benefits because Sharone Moore is fine. Now it's like, oh my goodness. Like, Sharone Moore is, like, he's a laughingstock, and this entire situation is just one of the worst we've seen in recent memory.
It's a terrible cautionary tale. We got some callers here. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Ryan from State College.
What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Not much. So, little Josh Pate, you know, insight there. Supposedly agents and several people knew about this for month and a half.
What do you make of that with regards to the legal proceedings that you expect going forward? Because I've got a lot of thoughts on this. If they knew about it and didn't, and they, look, this is, okay, we're reading between the lines here, but this is the scumminess of college football. This paints Michigan to be the absolute biggest scumbags because they're going to hold off on doing anything with this until after Ohio State. Until after they find out about the playoff, until after the football season.
No, they held off after signing day.
They didn't want people to decommit from the program. Is that an assumption that you're kind of leading to if that Josh Pate information is correct?
Yes, if that Josh Pate insight is true, one thing real quick, it makes the Campbell hire look a little bit better because let's be realistic, he's from Ohio, so he was already in Iowa, could have went to Michigan, right, if he knew this. You know what I'm saying? So let's erase that. Then let's go deeper into it, Corey. At what point is Michigan's president, Michigan's athletic director at fault? You know, we saw the fines over the Sandusky stuff, and we saw people fired. Will there be other people fired? As far as I'm concerned, if this is true, what Josh Pate's saying, the AD should be gone.
Well, I mean, look, let's not lose sight of point number one, that Sharone Moore is a complete moron. Okay.
Correct.
But if they knew about this and they waited all this time and then they fire him for cause, okay. Now, look, the again, kind of the legal stuff that happened after, you know, the assault, that's all a completely different thing. But what I was looking at some things yesterday, if you knew about it and you didn't fire him for cause when you found out about it, but then you fire him for cause later on after it can't necessarily hurt you as much.
I'm about to say when it benefits you almost after it
benefited your university.
Doesn't that give his lawyers, I think he had a $14 million bout. Obviously, he's going to sue. Now, whether or not it gets thrown out or laughed out or what. But that does seem like, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I just slept at a Holiday Inn Express last night. That does seem like grounds for what his lawyers could argue that, hey, you didn't seem, if you knew about this in the summer, you didn't seem to think it was that big of a deal then.
Exactly. You were more worried about trying to go out and win a national championship and sweeping this under the rug than you were actually about what took place. One more quick thought, too, and I'll let y'all get back at it. It was real funny. This woman made $50,000 or $60,000 every year for the first 2 years, and then all of a sudden she gets 90 the third year. When all this is transpiring and going on, it's real funny how that happens, isn't it?
Yeah. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call. And look, this story took on a completely different element when an alleged assault took place. Even though some people have not necessarily reported this, but it has been reported by others that she was the one that was being assaulted, that her life, that he was threatening her. That takes this story to a completely different element, okay? I really had no sympathy for her at all until the second part of the story. She was willing, allegedly, I'm going to keep saying allegedly, I think we have to cover ourselves legally. If she's willing, allegedly, to be a homewrecker over a long period of time.
Is there details how long this was going on? I haven't seen any of that
yet. Yeah, no, we don't know that for sure. Then she is not an innocent person in all of this. Okay, however, once last night the alleged assault, that stuff takes place, that obviously and clearly puts her in the mode of she needs to be protected. If indeed he had been stalking her for months, that's a terrible thing. And that kind of thing does happen. You know, things happen. You probably never saw the movie Fatal Attraction with Glenn Close and Michael Douglas. But, you know, that's the highest example of guy cheats on woman. Woman can't let it go. Woman kills the family bunny by cooking it in a pot. Fatal Attraction. Gigantic successful movie 25, 30 years ago. So sometimes when things break apart like this, you know, one side doesn't necessarily want it to. There's issues there. And so, but again, when this took on the alleged assault thing last night, that's where the story changed. And we do have to feel for this young woman, this woman. She's not really a young woman. We have to feel for this woman if some of these other elements are true. But at the end of the day, and again, I'm going to repeat this throughout the course of this discussion, he is such a gigantic idiot. He's throwing his life away. It's hard to fathom how these rich and successful, this guy's wife is beautiful. Beautiful young kids and family. And that's not enough for you. You have to go throw it away on a side piece.
I don't know. I don't get it either. I mean, you're literally living people's dreams right now. You're living your dream. You're the head coach of a top 10 organization in college football. You're getting paid.
I heard Red says it's a top three job.
It might be.
If the three jobs, probably what? Texas, Ohio State, Michigan, those are the best jobs in the country.
You could definitely make that argument. I wouldn't have too much pushback against it. But you throw all of it away because of your own personal demons. Like, clearly, there's something mentally going on with it. I mean, if you're going to do all this after, too, there's a lot of mental stuff going on in his head that just couldn't be prevented, apparently, with a massive amount of money, a beautiful family, and the best job you could possibly have. So, yeah, it's just it's a tragedy. It's something that there's going to be documentaries about in the future that you're going to look and you're going to get so much more insight of it and be like, wow, this is really effed up. Like, everything with this is insane. So, yeah, it's just terrible to see. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
9460435.
By the way, I looked up Fatal Attraction.
40 years old. Rob just texted me. It's almost 40 years old.
Budget was $14 million, made $320 million.
Again, this was, he cheated on her. She went nuts.
He cheated with her or cheated on her?
He cheated with her.
Okay.
I think his wife might have, was his wife Annabella Sciorra in the movie? And he cheated on her with Glenn Close. Glenn Close went bat crap crazy, would not stop stalking him, broke in. She cooked their family bunny in the pot on the stove. And he ended up having to kill her at the end. He had to kill her at the end.
Oh, thanks. I'm not going to watch it.
Oh, well, 438 years later.
I might have watched it.
Nebraska Man, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, not much, Corey. I've been watching the shows here all day long on the Paul Feinbaugh show. Paul Feinbaugh said that he had a good resource out of Michigan that said that this affair has been going on roughly for around 6 months. And when this all came about, she supposedly went to a higher up and said that it was not true. She was protecting him.
Mm-hmm.
She said that the affair was not true at all, that they were not having an affair. And the university said, well, we're going to be having an ongoing investigation. And Paul Feinbaugh said up until the time when he got arrested in that they were investigating the fact that if this was true or not. But apparently she went to bat for him and said that the affair was not in place to save his job. And then when she wanted to break it off, he just kept stalking her, stalking her, stalking her, stalking her. And then she had no choice to change her story. And is he still in jail, Corey, or is he out?
He is. My understanding is he is still locked up. As of a few hours ago, he was.
Okay, now, on all channels this morning, on First Take, Wake Up in the Morning, Pat McAfee, Paul Feinbaugh, they named all these coaches, and certainly they're going to go after the coach from Alabama. But every name after that coach, Matt Campbell's name came up.
Okay, let's get into that. Hang on. I'll stop you there. Let's get into that. Matt Campbell's name, I'm sure they would like to have Matt Campbell as their coach. That would be a good hire for Michigan. I cannot, for the life of me, I've never met Matt Campbell. I watched the press conference. I've read about him a lot. I cannot, for the life of me, possibly fathom Matt Campbell leaving Penn State now for Michigan. When you think about, look, I know we talk about integrity and money and contracts and loyalty and all that stuff. If Matt Campbell were to leave Penn State right now for Michigan, he's a complete piece of garbage human being. I believe that, which is why I don't think he will. I think Matt Campbell has integrity. I think Matt Campbell means what he said about Penn State. He's got a family. He's doing this for the right reasons, okay? Michigan's not that much better of a job than Penn State, okay? But the point is, when you have an introductory press conference, I'm not just talking about Matt Campbell, I'm talking about a human being, and you talk about the things that are important to you and the integrity and all of this, and he's gotten praise for writing a full-page letter in an Iowa newspaper thanking Iowa State fans. This guy, you know why Matt Campbell is a popular hire right now? Because he comes across as a really, really, really good person.
And honest.
If he were to leave Penn State right now for Michigan, Matt Campbell, I just don't want to make this about Matt Campbell. I would say a coach that would do that would be a complete and total piece of filth, an absolutely despicable human being to do that. To where, why would you even want a guy like that? Why would you want a guy who swears, you know, personal allegiance and all of this loyalty, and then 4 days later leaves for a disastrous situation that Michigan's got going. That, again, I know we look at these guys and we think, Nathan, they're going to go where the best job is and money and all that stuff, but at some point you've got to be a reliable human being, do you not?
Yeah, you do. Matt Campbell had the chance to leave plenty of times when he was in Ames at Iowa State. He He could have left for the NFL. He could have left for some of these other big jobs that were opening, but he didn't. He went to Penn State.
He's responsible for other people's lives. He's already made hires.
Yes.
He's already made hires of grown men that are going from Iowa State to Penn State.
Yes.
And also, there are going to be recruits follow. You have commitments to people. So anyway, Nebraska man, go ahead.
Go ahead. You finish your
thought.
I was about to say, he also talked about his family, how it was difficult for his two younger boys. It was tough for them. He eventually got them on board, and now they're close to their daughter going to college and stuff like that. So I think Campbell's like a fully. It's rare.
You want to believe in him.
Yeah, but I think he's like family first guy.
Right.
It's crazy to say
to Nebraska fans. Look, this is the way the game is played. To throw Taylor Lewan, former Michigan player, he's throwing out the name Matt Campbell. But if I'm Michigan, I mean, honestly, I try to keep some level of morals in this whole disgusting, filthy thing. I'm already on 867 reasons why I hate college football. I try to keep some level of humanity and morals in it for me personally. If I'm Michigan and Matt Campbell decided he wanted to come to Michigan today, I would think that he's a despicable human being for walking away from Penn State. You see what I'm getting at? At some point, you have to drop the anchor and try and live up to the. And so I don't think Matt Campbell would do that. Not from what we've seen and heard and come to know about him over the last week. If he were to do it, I can promise you, Matt Campbell's name would be synonymous with the devil. Forever at Penn State, and rightfully so.
I'm going to close in saying this, Corey. I watched his interview. I watched the tears in his eyes. I watched his sincerity. Him saying about he cried in front of this team. I think the man is a very honest man, and I think it's going to be I'm not a Penn State fan. If my nephew calls the show and says that I'm a Penn State fan, I am not. But I do think that Penn State made a very, very good choice. I think this man's going to be a very good head coach for Penn State. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Yeah, I can't see him do it. Now, look, from what I know about Lane Kiffin, I could kind of see that.
Lane go from LSU to...
Well, not necessarily to Michigan, but I could see Lane... flip-flopping, you know, over the course of a few days like that, because Lane's not the
Lane's an isolated individual.
Right.
There's not many Lanes
across
college
football.
He's not up
there, you know, claiming family solidarity and all that stuff. Again, from what we know about Matt Campbell, the name, it does make sense that it's out there. He probably would be a good fit at Michigan, just like he is a good fit at Penn State. I cannot possibly envision Matt Campbell turning around and stabbing Penn State in the back basically 100 times by doing that. That would be literally about the most despicable. I know Manny Diaz did it when he was hired at Temple and went to Michigan and went to Miami. But come on, let's be realistic here. Who in their right mind wouldn't, even if you got the job at Temple, wouldn't say, okay, look, I got to reevaluate this, okay? But you go to Penn State, they're giving you the whole world. And then Michigan's not going to give him any more. Michigan's not going to give him anything more than Penn State's going to, I promise you.
And he's also they're probably going to have sanctions come down or something like that. There's currently still investigations going on.
That's right.
Because of all the stuff that's gone over the last 3 years. So, you know, he's coming in where there's a lot of controversy. Now, Penn State's, you know, still has to get their things in order. But, I mean, Michigan right now is much worse, much more of a hellhole than Penn State is with all the stuff they have with the transfer report or the recruiting class, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I feel more confident in saying the same thing I've ever said. He will not leave Penn State for Michigan. I fully 1,000% believe that.
I cannot believe
if that happened. If that happened, he would never be able to step in the state of Pennsylvania.
He would be
again.
Mud, and rightfully so. All right, welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Corey, Chuck in Unionville.
What's up, Chuck?
Hey man, you think that there's no, like, there's, you want humanity left in college football, and so do I. But I maintain this whole switch with transfer portal and NIL money is such an atomic bomb that has gone off, and we're only beginning to see. And let me add in the expansion at the 12 teams in this conferences for the playoff system. I mean, it is such an atomic weapon that's gone off that we won't understand the fallout of this for years to come.
What do I ask people all the time about the Pirates? Look, I'm being completely honest with you here. You know, I tell people all the time, the Pirates do absolutely nothing for you. That is a toxic relationship. That is a terrible relationship for you to be in, and you should get divorced from the Pirates if you're a Pirates fan. You should. I've already said, if Penn State would have hired Urban Meyer, I would have quit this show. Because I'm not coming in here every day talking about a guy that I completely despise and trying to hide my opinion that I despise him because I gotta convince Penn State football fans that, woo, everything's great. They got this despicable Urban Meyer. Let's act like everything's fine. I at least try to have some personal morals here, Chuck, that if Matt Campbell were to leave Penn State to go to Michigan, I don't believe I would ever watch another college football game ever again. That might be the final straw for me to say F you to your entire damn profession, because that would be an absolute disgraceful thing for a human being to do.
You and I 100% agree with you. But here's where I'm going with this. This isn't about Matt Campbell, and this isn't about this hire today.
Sure.
It's about the fact that the interconnectedness of all of this, meaning that for Penn State to be a part of the Big Ten, you and I have talked about this before, for any university to be a top-tier academic institution, they have to offer everything, which means they've got to offer all the sports, period. You can't cut women's bat. You couldn't cut women's volleyball. You can't cut wrestling. You can't cut any of that. And that's all fed by football. And now that the haves are going to be the top 12 teams, the have-nots are the people that are on the outside of that on an annual basis. You can't compete in that market, and you cannot maintain all the things that you need from television dollars all the way on down to support your entire athletic program, which is going to be the backbone of a lot of what draws kids to your university.
Mm-hmm.
So consequently, you're gonna start seeing more and more mercenary decisions being made, because you know before the playoff system, even those four, if you were a team like Clemson, you know they're falling on a bit of hard time, but it really wouldn't matter. Because you, all the other teams, it was even parity across the nation. There were a handful that could make it into that four. But
Chuck, I just want to say this. Look, everything has to be on a case-by-case basis. I feel super strongly about this because of what we've learned about Matt Campbell. Matt Campbell, specifically. If Penn State had hired Lane Kiffin and he decided to go to Michigan 4 days later, I wouldn't be surprised. And I wouldn't have any kind of anger toward. Quite frankly, if they did it with Steve Sarkisian, it really wouldn't necessarily have. If they didn't done it with Pete Carroll, okay. But on a case by case basis, this guy sat at the podium a few days ago and convinced everyone of what a tremendous amount of integrity that he has, and I believe him. I do believe him. Here's the thing, Chuck. I want to believe. Me personally, even though we live in a crap world, I still want to believe somebody like Matt Campbell could come along and actually be genuine in what he says and not an actor and not a PR professional and not a used car salesman. And not having spin on I want to believe that somebody out there can still exist.
So I agree with you. And I think, and I hope he is as advertised. And I hope Penn State makes this hire. I hope he's here for 20 years. I hope he gets them back into contention. And I hope he wins the national championship. You and I are on the same page. And I'm not even, what I just said, I'm not saying that that's going to relate to him in the moment. All I'm saying is, we ain't seen nothing yet.
That's true.
We're fortunate that the decision was made. Like if you go back to the contract that the previous AD gave to Franklin, that was a contract that made sense within the previous way of college football, where you didn't have NIL transfer money and all of that. You found out what a bonehead decision that was in hindsight, but who could see? All I'm saying is we're on the cusp of what you and I don't want. And as this moves forward, you're going to find universities are going to make decisions about hiring that looks slimy and shady, and we're going to think it's absolutely disgusting. But they're going to look at us and go, if we want to support our athletic programs, we got to get our football program sniffing that top 12, sniffing the 12. And we're going to do anything it takes to get there. Because if we don't, we don't have the revenue to fund the athletic programs to keep our university within the top tier of an academic institution. And that's what it's all going to boil down to.
Good stuff, my man.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 50 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. The horse. Aww.
Don't get stranded on the way to grandma's house this holiday season. At Central PA Truck, Auto, and Tire Service, they'll make sure that your vehicle is in top running order for you and your family. Why? Because they have family too, and they understand how important it is to keep your family safe. Call Central PA Truck, Auto, and Tire Service today. 212-8200. That's 212-8200. And they will get you to grandma's safe and sound.
Get a great deal on select Kubota construction equipment featuring durable Kubota engines. More comfort, more productivity, more get it done right. Right now, write it off a lot and write it off your taxes for zero down, 0% APR for up to 36 months or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st. Subject to credit approval. Consult your tax advisor. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Write it off your taxes at McCoy's Lawn and Garden, Route 36 in Roaring Spring.
The Christmas tree on the Diamond is glowing and the stores are ready for holiday shoppers. There's no better place to be for the holidays than Hollidaysburg. Downtown Hollidaysburg is filled with businesses that provide the goods and services you need. Train rides to fine dining, home mortgages to engineers that design and build homes, eye care to eye-catching fireworks, and skin care to skin tanning vacations. While you're downtown, enjoy the historic architecture of the buildings like the courthouse. Enjoy all of the town decorated in its Hollidaysburg holiday best. This list of events brought to you by the U.S. Hotel, Epic Pyrotechnics, Everett Railroad, Ketro Kurtz Travel, Michelle Barnes Optometry, JP Mortgage Lending, Borough Coffee, Keller Engineers, Ember Aesthetics, and Prime Sirloin Buffet. There's always something happening for the holidays in Hollidaysburg.
Hank FM. All right, 946-0435 if you want to join us. Nathan, we've talked about a lot of different layers here. What's your reaction just initially to the whole Sherrone Moore thing? If you want to get Matt Campbell, that's fine. But just I've given you a lot of layers of where I'm at on all this. What are some of your prevailing thoughts?
My prevailing thoughts are it's a throwaway. It's like, I mentioned earlier, you had everything you possibly could want. You had a dream life, and you just piss it all away for, I'm quoting Corey Geiger, for some ass. I mean, that's what you do.
It's just ridiculous.
It is. It's stupid. It's crazy. It's not fathomable, because most people in a normal state of mind would never even think to do something like that whenever you had all your ducks in a row. It's just, I don't get it. I will never get it. It's just, it's bizarre. It's bizarre. It's disgusting. It's It's really sad.
I looked up a few times today, like some famous cheating scandals. I'd forgotten about this one. A guy named Jesse James. He was married to Sandra Bullock. This was at the height of Sandra Bullock's fame with all of the awards and everything. And Jesse James cheated on her, I believe.
How many Jesse James has there been?
He cheated on her with a porn star. He cheated on her with a porn star that has like 100 tattoos. And so that, you know, I mean, you would think, how are you cheating on Sandra Bullock? Okay. There's Tristan Thompson. He was with one of those Kardashians. Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger had a baby out of wedlock, cheated on Maria Shriver, blew that situation up.
I don't want to classify. I feel like most people, famous people have probably cheated at some point.
Here's a famous one, since we're on 96.1 Hank FM, country station Leanne Rimes, very famous country singer, hit blue when she was like 12 years old, 13 years old or whatever. She and an actor named Eddie Cibrian, they were both married to other people and had an affair together, and they're still together like 12, 13 years later. So sometimes you have an affair and you end up finding the one you're supposed to be with. But
let's not make that the standard.
Ben Affleck, obviously Bill Clinton. That's one of the most famous in history.
Elaborate.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. Hugh Grant, he cheated on, Elizabeth Hurley.
Corey, we could be talking about this till the end of the show. But
we could go on and on and on and on and on with all this stuff. So the point is, the amount of people that have ruined their lives or ruined aspects of their lives because they just can't control themselves. I mean, again, go Google Sharon Moore's wife, beautiful woman, you know, and sometimes it's hard to explain the physiology that goes on in a man's brain and other parts. You just figure. And again, this has happened with women as well. There have been, I mean, again, this is what I said earlier. This woman was culpable in being part of the extramarital affair. She doesn't get off on, get away with being innocent.
She's not a
here.
Saint. She's not a saint.
Now, with the alleged assault, that changes the story. That changes the discussion with all this. Nobody should have to deal with that element.
That's what was bizarre last, because whenever you saw the detained stuff, it's like, whoa, there's odd.
I thought it was a joke. When I first saw that he was detained, I literally thought people were just making stuff up.
Like, it just got to the point where it's like, okay, there's clearly so much more that we need to learn about this, because this doesn't call for you to get
arrested. We'll go
arrest.
Back to the phone lines. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Steve from Duncansville.
What's up, Steve? How you doing, buddy?
Dude, man, we studied in church about David's adultery with Bathsheba,
mm-hmm.
and it always causes problems and stuff. Remember, there's a spiritual element to this, too. I'm not a real religious person, but a lot of what we studied about adultery through David's affairs and stuff, it makes sense, but I missed the 70s and 80s football. I mean, I never had a favorite college team, but I don't really like the conferences or the playoff system. I thought it'd be good for the simple fact that it is. I loved in a season when Penn State or Alabama would play, or Georgia or Alabama would play. You know, we don't have those games too. Well, we just had Georgia and Alabama, but we don't have those games anymore with conferences and stuff like that. You know, you're waiting to see a big game because, you know, I just watched all kind of college football. I know I ain't going to get back to that, but the thing, it is what it is. And as far as this affair, guy ruined his life and probably ruined his football career, you know.
I can't see, again, cheating. The cheating, Bobby Petrino got another job. The cheating thing, yeah. you can, I don't know if Mel Tucker's ever going to get another, because there was a lot of crazy, slimy stuff going on with Mel Tucker and the woman he was allegedly trying to cheat with. This situation, you know, Sharon Moore probably served his penance, probably gets a job. But then you have the alleged assault situation. I can't imagine Sharon Moore ever gets any kind of meaningful football job ever again.
And another thing, I know this has nothing to do with, and I'll let you go. I hope you take this up tomorrow. Did you watch Joe Burrow's interview today?
Oh yeah, it was weird.
I don't think he's
Andrew Luck
that much.
Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck and Palmer, you know, Carson Palmer. And that's why you don't sign two wide receivers, that big contract. They should have got him a left tackle and an offensive guard and rebuilt that line against him. But, if, you know, I've been watching all the radio shows. I always said, I told you this before, Corey, I love Burrows. I think he's a great quarterback, but the Bengals are the Bungles. They're messing this up.
No, Nathan calls them the Bengals. He thinks Susanna Hoff is their quarterback. The Bengals.
Yeah, but the Joe Burrow stuff's kind of crazy.
Was he just like real introspective or wanting like, to get away from football kind of stuff?
Yeah, basically like, I don't know if I love the game anymore, like that, where, you know, sometimes...
How convenient for you after you got the contract.
Yeah, get broken. Now...
Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers is out playing with a, you know, mediocre, piss-poor teams. We haven't even mentioned T.J. Watt yet. That's very scary. We'll get into that a little bit later on. But, you know, some people don't have the love for the game.
Yeah.
They might be great.
And Andrew Luck is the perfect example of that.
And he had gotten injured a good bit.
Yeah. I mean, if you have to deal with rehab constantly.
Absolutely.
And Burrow has. I mean, look at
Michael Penix Jr. Guys had like three major knee injuries.
Yeah.
If that somebody like that, what could possibly motivate him to keep going? Let's go back to the phone lines. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Eric from Altoona.
How you doing, Eric?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, I'm kind of in and out on the conversation here. Man, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know if you brought this up or not. I mean, don't you think some of these coaches are going to be like, yeah, I don't think I want to go into that mess right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I was watching somebody today, maybe Joel Klatt, and he said, there are certain people you have to call and force them to tell you no. One was Kurt Cignetti. Look, you are still Michigan, and Michigan won the national championship 2 years ago. You have to call Kurt Cignetti. You have to call Kalen DeBoer. You probably have to call Lane Kiffin. And this is where the Matt Campbell thing comes up. You have to call him. I mean,
you make them say no. That's what
right. You make
saying.
Matt Campbell make say no. If Matt Campbell were to say yes again, his name would be synonymous with mud for Penn State football fans for the rest of eternity, which is why I don't think he would do it. But Michigan, I mean, they still have to go hire the best football coach. My guess is they're going to have to go an interim route. They're just going to have to go an interim guy for next year or whatever. Maybe, you know, like Terry Smith, people talked about that with Penn State.
The name that first popped in my mind, if they can get him, I think they should, Jesse Minter, coordinator for the Chargers.
Right.
He was there on that national championship staff.
Right.
And I think he's a really, really good coach.
They probably might have to go the NFL route.
Yeah.
Kenny Dillingham, I heard somebody mention that him, he would be a good fit there. It is still Michigan, but it might not be truly Michigan for, you know, another couple years.
Well, I heard a lot of, delusional Penn State fans. Delusional Penn State fans. In some degree, I see why. But I watch this on the Michigan. Some of the Michigan people, they're talking like they're more or less like there's no problem here and everybody's going to want this job whenever. I'm wondering on some of them looking at it like, yeah, I mean, the AD's still there. They've had that with Harbaugh. Now this, do I really want to go there? What, you know, what else could there be? What's coming from this whole thing? Is there anything the university gets into? So that's what I'm wondering on them being a little delusional on, like, yeah, it's a top three or five job, but look at the stink surrounding it now.
In the last 5 years, it's all been drama up there outside of the one national championship run. It feels like every year you're talking about drama up there, whether it's recruiting violations, whether it's cheating scandals. I guess another cheating scandal in a way.
I'm not trying to joke about this. But I'm going to hear. We're deep into this discussion. I saw a comment from somebody on Twitter earlier today. Look, folks, this is meant as a joke. This is R-rated. We're deep into all this. So take this for what it's worth. But, okay, because this is in bad taste. But the joke was something to the effect of, well, of course any coach would be looking at that woman and maybe thinking certain things, unless he's some weirdo autistic kind of guy with glasses that just puts his head down and says, you know, says like stupid things. It was a reference to Harbaugh.
Yeah, so yeah.
It was a reference to Harbaugh because Harbaugh is such a weird freak anyway. Okay, so maybe it's a bad joke.
Hashtag cancel Corey.
It was
Gagger.
A bad joke, but I did laugh at it because maybe you do need a guy in that situation that's just not a real person. You know, you
need a football guy. You need
just
a full
need
football
a wacko guy that I don't know, doesn't even look at women.
Harbaugh might not. Yeah, you're right.
I'm thinking they're going to have to nab someone like you said that's been there.
Yeah.
Really.
A Michigan man. Oh, boy. A Michigan man. That carries a lot of gravitas nowadays.
Hey, Tom Brady.
San Diego is on the schedule for the 2026 NASCAR season. Put June 19th through the 21st on your calendar as all three series are going to be racing on the Navy base on Coronado. Yeah, here's seven-time Cup Series champion and San Diego native Jimmy Johnson.
With, you know, Chicago and our group, NASCAR group, having some experience building a track that creates good passing zones and opportunities to put on a good show, I feel like, you know, we're going to be in a good place and have a really solid circuit to compete on. With so many cars, you'd assume we'd have a full field at 40 for this event. You know, pit road's going to be a major priority, and to be able to have enough space and pit all the cars. Yeah, this is really exciting. I honestly didn't think that NASCAR would ever be able to race in San Diego. You know, growing up in El Cajon, watching it develop and change so much, and watching El Cajon Speedway sadly go away, it's just the reality or thought of NASCAR in a traditional sense on an oval in San Diego, it just never seemed possible. And when Chicago came on the schedule, I was like, I wonder what other cities might be able to host a NASCAR event. And not long after, I learned that there was some interest in and around San Diego, and to see this all come together now, I am so excited to have a race back in my hometown. And
here on the final lap.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 50 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy. Or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943. 4-3 Meat, Kepner's Grandview Meats.
All righty. Time flying by today, Nathan, man.
I know. We're moving along.
Well, I looked up early. It was 4:34. We hadn't taken a break yet. Holy smokes. All right. Today's show brought to you as it is every day by J.M. Boswell, Pipes and Cigars, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. Stop on by J.M. Boswell's. Tell him you heard us talking about him on Sports Central. We'll give our kind of closing thoughts on the whole Sherrone Moore thing. Nothing is more important than the fact that this guy's a complete and total idiot. I mean, we can talk about culpability of the woman and mental health issues and Michigan maybe allegedly kind of sweeping this under the rug if they knew about it earlier. Who knows? But ultimately, this when you have a lot, when you've worked to give yourself a lot of advantages in life and then you throw them away so quickly, it's tragic how many people do these kinds of things.
Yeah, especially in his case too. He kind of like skipped the way to being Michigan's
head coach.
Yeah,
he was born on third base as Michigan's coach.
Yeah, he was gifted the program. So the fact that he got, it's just, I don't get it. I don't get it. You throw everything away you work for your entire life, your family, your job, your bank account now, like everything is.
Yeah,
just,
I feel.
Because you're getting none of that money now. That's all fired with.
And that's where the thing about the, you know, if Michigan
suit,
knew about this, you know, that could be really a real, you know.
The NCAA is going to investigate that. There's going to be so much fallout from this.
Right. Let's, again, theoretically, if Michigan knew about this 2-3 months ago, even if the woman did say no, but say people knew, because these rumors have been going on for a while, and they waited until after signing day so that they could protect their football program. You're some kind of scumbags. I mean, really, that's the scumbaggiest thing to do.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta get out in front of it first. I mean, that's what firing with a call like that's what that's there for, because you have a cause to fire him. Do you really have a cause whenever you wait until it's convenient for you to fire him? Then
and that's who knows if that's what they did.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 50 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5, Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
CVS Health supports people in the moments that matter, from picking up a prescription to connecting care. With nearly 5 million daily interactions and serving 185 million consumers and 1.5 million healthcare professionals, CVS Health holds a trusted place in healthcare. By simplifying care and improving health, we're helping people get the care they need. Learn more at cvshealth.com/investorday.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Voted hometown favorite, ARC Federal Credit Union is proud to support our community with youth accounts, student loans, annual scholarships, and business loans tailored just for you. With over 200 five-star Google reviews and a commitment to local youth sports, ARC is the credit union that believes in you and your future. Visit arcfcu.org today. Your hometown credit union, where community comes first.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
Hey, FM. Hey, I do want to mention, hey, my Boston's good stuff. TJ Watt, let's mention this for a minute. This is a scary thing. He is in a local hospital in Pittsburgh having his lung evaluated. Now, this is after from the ESPN story, after, quote, experiencing discomfort at the practice facility Wednesday. That is a very, very scary thing. I've lived through some players having some major, major health issues. Reggie Lewis from the Celtics, Hank Gathers with Loyola to Marymount, Lynn Bias, obviously. Sometimes we think athletes, you know, we don't ever think anything could go wrong with them or whatever. But when you hear lung issue, with a 31-year-old man, that's a pretty scary thing to me.
Yeah, it could be scary, or it could just be something, not routine, but we've seen in the
NFL. Yeah, maybe.
Drew Brees, I think a couple years ago, collapsed his lung. You know, Tyrod Taylor punctured his lung. Like, stuff does happen. So you're kind of hoping it's just that and it's nothing more serious, of course.
The lung injury occurred during treatment. That's just
so it could be punctured because that's what happened to Tyrod Taylor. You got stabbed pretty much. So it could very well be that.
Have a good night, everybody.
FM, WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona. Hank is WKMC, 1370 AM, 96.1 FM. Roaring Spring, Altoona. A service of Lightner Communications.